This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Focast, hosted by my guys Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Focast, episode 250. Yeah, damn. Woo. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. the Professor, was another nickname I've been dubbed, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Kick Ross, and the shoes of the day, man, I had on some Grails today, hashtag Grail season. I had on my bread ones, the band ones, the Jordan ones, and the black and red. You call them what you want to, but that is my favorite shoe in the collection right now. And I had them on today. You couldn't tell me shit. I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. your favorite blue-collar worker, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. Chubby Brister, a.k.a. I had some better ones, but I was supposed to write them down, but I didn't. I didn't write them down. I'm sorry.
God damn, man. The a.k.a. game getting kind of long, bro.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get like y'all, man. Y'all niggas got, but y'all got ones that stick, man. Mine change from week to week.
I think that's what people like. They like the variety.
Yeah, mine, but see, but it's not going to look good on the shirt. You know we're coming out with a.k.a. shirts, right? You know Jesus that, right? Jesus Christ, man. Like, each person going, no. No bullshit's all right. Each person gonna have their own shirt. So it's all right shirt gonna say Black Alex P. Keaton, Kick Ross, what else is your AKA?
Tupac Shakur.
The Black, I already said Alex P. Keaton. Yeah, it's all, I mean, GQ is gonna say Young Boys Kojo and all that. Yeah, every, like, it's gonna be four different shirts.
Wait, there's only four people in that Biafra?
I mean, four that matter.
Wow, shots fired.
I mean, you got the Wu-Tang, then you got the Killer Bees.
Wait, before you get into that, King Jervis talking. Go ahead.
Then you got the Killer Bees, you got the Wu Gambinos, you got the NWO Latino, the NWO Black and White, but, you know, Kevin Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, that's the NWO. But then you got the Faction, you know what I'm saying? Not saying these boys not related, but the heartbeat, you know what I'm saying, the pulse, it's us. That's
full. I mean,
three and three quarters. You know, I count GQ Blue as three fourths.
Hey, but, man, you said it, man. I just wanted you to say it and make sure that they knew that you said it, that I didn't say it. That's all I'm saying. Because I know the shrapnel's going to come for me anyway. Even though I clearly stated that I didn't say the shit, somebody's going to come and call me a bitch. It's happening.
I hear Saul Wright doing it for a horseman today, too.
Yeah, man. So I'm doing a lot of this shit lately. So I got another show that I do during the week, and now I'm doing the Frocast this week, and I'm doing the Fro Horseman this week.
Whoa! Other show? What's this other show? All right, are you cheating me?
I do a sneaker podcast on Wednesday nights.
Wow!
So it's interesting. It's stay busy, man.
Interesting.
Stay busy.
Man. Look at that. So no wonder you got to go every other week. Your vocal cords beat down.
No, that just started like 3 weeks ago. But that's doing live, so there's no editing. If we can figure out a way to do this shit like we do it over there, live and no edits, it'd be a win.
Hey, that might be a step we need to start looking for. But live,
that's the thing. We do it live, and I don't usually cross-promote none of that shit because I feel like you fuck with what you fuck with.
I'm not, man. People, I fuck with shoes. I mean, my son do. I don't.
So we shoot that on fucking, it's on YouTube. So we shoot that on Google. The shit we was trying to get to work?
Yeah.
You do it on there, but you got to have your video up unless, you know, we put nappy afro pictures up and whenever the person talks, the video comes up.
Oh, okay.
So you do it on there. It's one take.
What's the name of the show, Saul Wright? Plug it, man. Fuck it. Plug your shit, man.
Soul Food Sneaker Talk, man. Soul Food Sneaker Talk on Wednesday nights. It rotates on the two dudes channels that have channels, OG Sneakers and Sneaker Family. So they were doing a show, something that I watched while I was working, and I hit him up because I correspond. I watch their channels and shit, and they was like, "Yo, we'd like you to be on the show." And I was like, "Wow, sure."
Yeah, man. They say, "Yo, it's all right, man. You a hot commodity, man. God damn, I'm about to lose all right to the sneaker niggas."
Nah, I ain't going nowhere.
Start trolling they fucking boards now, man.
Nah, I ain't going nowhere. It's just it's easy to do that shit. 2 hours and I'm done. You know what I mean? This one we get together. We got to edit together. There's Skype always fucks us up. Skype always fucks us up. Let's not say that too early in the show for Skype fuck us up. But yeah, so I'm doing 3 shows this week. That's a lot. That's a lot. But this week, man, we got shit popping this week. TV Talk is light. I almost feel like we should just go ahead and start with that. Just get out the way. You there?
I'm here, bro. All right.
I think I got mad quiet on me.
Oh, no. I had to hit the mute because the phone, right?
Oh, yeah. By the way, my phone is live today, too, because I'm trying to enter this goddamn raffle. For these Jordans that come out Saturday.
What Jordans come out Saturday?
The Royal Ones. The black. So like I had the breads on today. It's blue and black instead.
Ugh. My two. I hate blue and black.
But it's Royal Blue. It's Royal Blue.
I don't. Look. That's. I'm a Duke fan. And when Duke wear the black jerseys, I hate that shit. I just don't like black and. I don't like black and blue together for some strange reason. Sorry.
If I was ever going to get a Duke jersey, it would be the black one. That black one's hot.
No, it's not. It's black and blue. Ugh.
Such a hater. Such a hater.
Not a hater. I just don't like black and blue together, man. It's just two colors I do not like together, black and blue.
Like, I'll let you slide on the North Carolina blue for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. You see me hate on you.
I did. I was like, this dude's hatred for UNC knows no bounds, bro. The shoes is fresh as fuck.
I was like, ugh, ugh. The colorway. Hey, bro, I've never. That's one color I refuse to wear. Like, I would not. You can't catch me no Carolina blue.
Damn, man.
Niggas call it sky blue, whatever. I call it Carolina blue. I'm not wearing that shit.
Yeah, it used to be sky blue, and then, you know, the Jordan shit started really popping off, and it became the Carolina blue.
Well, if you live in North Carolina, it's always been Carolina blue. We never know what sky blue is.
Like, yeah, because
North Carolina call that shit sky blue. We call it Carolina blue.
Like, I hear you, man. I can't even debate with that one. So my phone is live. I might have to dip if I'm lucky enough to get a shot to get these shoes. Matter of fact, I'll just take it live on the show.
Yeah, that's what you do.
If it happens. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Grapple live on the show, so all right.
I don't. Yeah, you did. You won. You got yours.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I'm going to be that lucky, bro.
Man, sorry. You always get the shoes you want, man.
I really don't. Now, today was an extra lucky day. That's why I think it's really not going to happen. Like, I found some Lucky Brand jeans. You know Lucky. Do you know Lucky Brand jeans?
Nah, you know I wear dad jeans only, man.
So, they relatively expensive jeans, like $100 and shit per pop. I got a pair today for $25.
Jesus. That's the price of my old Navy jeans.
Shit, I was like, oh, that's a win. I'll take them, bruh. I'll take them. Found some Nike SB Dunks at the Plato's Closet. They was $35. I'm like, shit, I'm winning today. I got some LeBrons. The $300 shoes, I got them for $100. So, I think I'd have shot my wire, man. It's over. It's over for me, man.
They said the Carpenter jeans.
So I've seen people wearing them still on Instagram, and I don't know the rules on that shit. Like my other AKA is Jack Swagless, so I don't really know what's cool or not. I just wear the fuck I feel
you,
like.
I was gonna steal your AKA. You said the King of the Lames. I love that shit.
You can have that one, man, because I'm Jack Swagless. So I'm Jack Swagless, and that's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's cool anymore. I just wear what the fuck I like. Like I said on last show, and I thought I would catch more slander for saying that I was still wearing Nietzsche, and I was still wearing the Black Label shit, Sean John, a.k.a. The Burlington Outlet Specials.
And the Macy's Specials.
The Macy's Specials, the Marshall Specials.
Like 20 Sean John shirts that I will not wear. I was like, I told my wife, I said, why do you keep buying? I take that back. I did have a Carolina Blue Rockaway shirt, man.
Shit.
Look, I swear to God, and my wife got a picture. Like, this was like when me and her was just like, this was at least 16 years ago. And it's a picture of me at her house sitting in the chair, and I was like, that look like me. And she's like, it is you. I said, why the fuck I got a Carolina Blue shirt? And I remember that Rockaway shirt I had. It was Carolina Blue. Oh, God.
But you won't wear Sean John and the Nietzsche and all that shit no more.
I mean, I wear it as an undershirt. I'm not going to wear it as an overshirt.
Now, why not?
I don't know, because I see too many white people wearing Sean John, so I don't.
Okay.
That's like Sean John has been relegated to like you know when you in a group home and shit and they go shopping and they get their little check You know, it's like Sean John and one. All that shit look like group home kid clothes. Dang. So that's why
I got the group home uniform in the closet.
That rugged warehouse. Like, yeah, they go shop it.
Hey, man, I'll wear it in a heartbeat, bro. Sean John, Nietzsche, fucking Echo.
I will wear some Maurice Malone.
Who?
Maurice Malone jeans. I used to love them.
Wow. Jeans. There's no way you still finding those now, though.
I mean, if I had a pair, because I used to like the way they used to look. You know what I'm saying? I used to like, yo, I like that shit. Because they had the little Maurice, the MM on the little carpenter. Like, I'm start rocking carpenter jeans, man.
Hey, dude, wear what you like, man. You grown. Like I told my wife the other day, I'm like, look, man, I'm 40 years old. I'm too old to give a fuck about being cool. I just wear what I want, man.
Nigga, when you get 40, that's when you're supposed to dress like you dress. You like, I'm
supposed to start tucking in jerseys and shit.
You wear dope kicks and shit like that. Like, that's a grown man shit. Like, I mean, most niggas, like, I can't go to GQ Blue route and wear soft bottom shoes and slacks and
wait, you can't do that. Wait, what the fuck is a soft bottom shoe, bro?
You know, the soft bottom shoes, like the little, like, the, you know, the
like
soft
moccasins? Shoes.
Nah, soft bottoms, you know, the shoes with hard bottom. I guess they call them hard bottom shoes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you talking about church shoes.
Yeah, church shoes. Nah, man. Look, I don't even want to be buried in a motherfucking suit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know me, man. I don't dress up for, like, if I got my shirt tucked in, man, it's like, that's the most uncomfortable shit ever, nigga. Like, I just don't like it. I hate having my shirt tucked in. I hate being dressed up. I'm like a little kid. When I get out of church, like, as soon as he say the benediction, I'm pulling my fucking shirt out. I'm unloosening my tie. Like, I get to the car and I'm damn near undressed. Like, I'm just like, yo, I just can't take it.
Hey, man, I
can't
choose up. I wish I could be like GQ, man. I wish I could do like he do, man. He enjoys that shit.
I know. I'm sure his dry cleaning bill is off the roof. But like, he probably own a washing machine. He do because he always complaining about quarters.
No. Just because he don't own one.
Yeah, like, exactly. He's just like, what is this? I dry clean everything. Like,
man, I wish I could be like that. I loathe when I have to wear some shit. I got to tuck in. I got a collar on. I'll be like, oh, fuck, why?
Have you ever tucked in a polo shirt? That shit look whack. Like,
not in years, bro. My stomach won't allow for that shit.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, because I got a little nice keg right here. Not a six-pack. I got a keg.
What's the rules for that shit anymore? Like, you remember, like, early in the 90s, we had that shit where you would blouse your shirt out. Like, you tuck it in, but you pull it out, so it was baggy.
Yes.
That was cool. But what do you do now if you a big nigga? Because everything's tight.
You let that shit hang, nigga.
Nah, bruh.
Look, so that's worse than the big dude when he, you know, you lift up and you see the bottom of his gut under his shirt, man. That's the worst.
Yeah, now that is bad. Like, your shirt should cover your stomach. Or at least wear a t-shirt. T-shirt should be required.
Yeah.
T-shirt required.
Instill that in my son, man. Like, yo, I always have an undershirt on, man.
Always, bro. It'd be hot. It'd be like, you got on two shirts.
Don't do it, man. Nah, white beaters don't count.
It don't count. And people be like, summertime. It's hot. Why you got on two shirts? Well, this t-shirt don't count.
Yeah, it soak up all the sweat, so my outer shirt don't get motherfucking sweaty. Like,
real. Look, I said that on. I had people ask me in my videos, like, "Hey, you're working hard, but I don't see you sweating. I have on a shirt under my shit. That's why you don't see the sweat, motherfucker." Mm.
What does sweat mean? How hard I'm working?
Yeah, like they you haven't seen it, so you don't watch Instagram like that. The fitness Instagram, the thing is to post up the sweaty picture. And it's obvious they're not wearing a t-shirt under because their shirt is soaked. And I'm like, dude, I wear a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, why you want your shirt to always smell like arms? That's what the t-shirt's for.
Don't they know when you get them sweaty clothes and it just, you can't wash the sweat out, and it always, like, as soon as you get a little bit sweaty, it smells like,
sometimes,
like,
it's ruined, bro. So I'd rather throw away that three-pack of Hanes t-shirts than the shirt that I spent $15 to $20 on. That's all I'm saying.
Can I say something? Friday night, rocked my Lift Heavy shirt and went out, man. People was like, yo, what's that? I was like, well, it's my dog clothing and gear, man. You know, it's a weightlifter, man. Check it out, man. LiftHeavy.com. I was putting it out there. So,
hey, man,
getting sales this week. So, all right, from the Florida area. That's because of your boy.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate my homeboy, too. AJ went ahead and bought some shit, too. It really means a lot to me when people that actually know me buy the shit, like my actual friends. That really, because you know I'm grinding, and if you put money in on that, like, I feel really honored for that shit.
That black and red, that's a good colorway, man. It goes with a lot of shit.
Like, everything. It's pretty much it. It goes with everything. I just ordered, like, three more shirts from some sneaker company, and they're all black and red or black. I was like, God damn. It happens without even knowing it.
Yeah.
But let's get back on topic, man. Yeah, back to the show. I want to get TV Talk out of the way because it's a real quick one. And I want to know if you've seen this shit. So basically, all we have left that we both watch is Black Ink.
Yep.
Did you watch Black Ink this week?
Nah, because
God damn it, Jeremy. One show.
Schedule. I'm sorry.
It's one show.
The next day, and the next day just so happens to be the day.
It's one goddamn show. I can't get him to catch up with it.
It's all right. Look, I mean, look, when I watch it, I'm like, okay, so this was all right. I was talking about. You
know? This shit ain't even TV Talk. It's fucking story time. Yes. You don't watch the show no more.
I watch it. I don't watch it by the time we record our show. Like,
God
just,
damn it, man.
I don't have cable, man. I'm poor, man. I don't have cable.
Well, this is about the last season I'm watching this shit, so I can't do it no more, bro. I just can't do it no more. This week, C's come back. You know, C's pulled the P. Diddy, and we're going to open the shop back up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to open the shop, and then Melody said that she wants to be the manager, so now Sky and Ted are looking at her like, bitch, where? How you going to be the manager? We'll be the manager. She starts bringing in tattoo artists. Young Bae starts crying about her father and abuse. And, it's a regular shit. Like, nothing especially special happened on this show. Season Dutch is officially over. Season is trying to smash every girl he sees now. He makes Google eyes of Sky's girl. He kissed Kitten. Actually, I think he smashed Kitten, according to the editing. He smashed Kitten, like, one night they was flirting. The night of the grand opening party, he smashed Kitten.
Damn.
So, and of course, the way they ended it up is that next show, Kitten is apparently acting like Duchess.
Oh, man.
So she's immediately like, if you're going to have all these friends, make sure they platonic. And she telling people what's going on in the shop and shit. Immediately went there. So we'll see how this shit goes on, man. But there was really nothing happened on this episode. Oh, shit is pregnant again. The fourth baby and the fourth baby mama. Oh, shit is pregnant again. Yeah. I didn't even know what to say to that. Like, how?
And hey, apparently, look, this one is his wife.
Yeah, at least this one is his wife, which they're still trying to just drag this, you know, hang this carrot in front of us about her having a double life. Because the editing showed on the next episode, some chick breaks in and is like, y'all don't really know who she is. She got a whole other life. All this shit. The show is whack. And this is really about to be the last season I watched. The reason that I wanted to make sure that we talked about it is because I went on Instagram and I was looking at the different pages. And I don't know that any of them, but Oh Shit still works at the shop.
Damn.
So Melody has her own shop. Young Bae has her own shit. Donna has her own shit.
Whoa.
Hey. They all have their own, like, their own, I don't know if it's a shop, but they have tattoos that they do for themselves that doesn't say Black Ink. So I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Like, is this show, like, are they all contractors that come together for the show and then they break out and do their own thing, which I can't be mad at, because that's how you hustle.
Basically that's what it is.
But just say that shit for the show, because I thought that these were two establishments where these artists worked at. So if you watched the show and didn't go on Instagram, you might show up to Black Ink on what's the shirt? 115th? Is that the?
No, it's 113th.
113th and 100 and some other shit.
125th is the other one.
So if you show up to 113th and like, yeah, I want to get a tattoo by Donna, they'd be like, oh, that bitch don't work here.
Yeah. First of all, who would do that? But anyway. Yeah, I'd just be like, yo, I just want to see a fat ass.
She's definitely built like a centaur.
No, I don't want you tattooing me at all.
She's definitely built like a centaur. I don't understand that one. And I think Ted might hit Young Bae.
Damn.
Like, you got to watch this episode. The first part of the episode, they hugged up for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then later on, they hugged up again. I don't know. I think Ted about to smash Young Bae.
Yeah, man. Teddy is. Young Bae said she ain't had nothing in a while now.
Hey, well, there you go.
You
know? Hey, he helped her through some counseling type shit where she beat up a dummy. And I think Ted might get the hand.
Ted smash.
Probably. You got to be an asshole if you worked with Ted and you still smashed him, because you know what kind of dude he is.
Yeah, I mean, but that's why you should let him hit, because you know what kind he is. There's no hidden fences with Ted.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. So I don't know, man. But this is about the last season of this. Unfortunately, Friday Night Tights is over.
They did us dirty. You know what? That was the
they did us dirty, bro.
bro, I was just like, okay, I'm going to tune in this week just to see if they're going to clear up everything and let us know what's going on. Nothing.
Nigga, it's gone. Well, all we got to look for is Steel Country, I think April 10th.
Okay.
I think April 10th, because I was looking for it on the thing, and I was like, well, okay, where is it? And I think it's April 10th.
Okay.
So we got to wait for that, which is the 10th a Tuesday?
10th is a Tuesday.
That sounds about right.
No, 10th is a Monday, so it must be the 11th.
Now, there was a 1. It was like a 1-0. It was either the 1st or the 10th.
Okay.
I just forget. It can't
be the 1st because that's a Saturday.
Yeah, so then it's probably the 10th. Either way, though, I'm looking forward to that. There's nothing else I watch on TV. And damn, speaking of which,
some more shows, man. Shorty just did an article about shit he watching, so you might want to peruse that list. You
would
might
that be on nappyafro.com?
Yes, on nappyafro.com. Yes.
Wow, Short T putting up an article. That's what's up, man. Him and Be Easy doing all the heavy lifting, by the way.
I just did a Drake review. Sorry,
nigga, that was your first review in like 5 years.
No, it was my first review in like a month.
What other review you do?
I did like 3 reviews in the last 6 months, man.
What 3?
I did Mary Mama. I did Who? God's Child. I did Drake. And yeah.
Who?
It don't matter who, I'm telling you.
Okay, you sound like paid reviews. I understand now.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It does matter, damn it. I'm about to say, why haven't I seen these? Because you probably put them up. It's probably a private link. They probably need not even on the site.
It's on the site.
What was I about to say? Oh, so we were talking about TV talk, and I wanted to mention this to see what you thought. I think I'm about done dealing with the NFL.
Why are you done dealing with the NFL, sir, right?
So last week we talked about Kaepernick. So much. We talked about Kaepernick last week.
Okay.
And my theory was wait and see. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, I just heard reports last week that Johnny Manziel is being talked about being brought back. And that pissed me off.
And that's disrespectful.
Very much so.
That's very disrespectful. So.
And then I saw the Jets, I think it's the Jets quarterback lineup and the Browns quarterback lineup. And neither one of them have anybody better than Kaepernick.
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
So,
and I saw something today on Facebook, you know, which doesn't mean anything, but they were talking about if the NFL is boycotting Kaepernick for standing up for blacks, then blacks should boycott the NFL. Now, let's say hypothetically this happened.
Right.
You think that would cause some alarm? I mean, well, it wouldn't happen until black players like, yo, just right. Some bullshit.
Right. It takes the black players, the black fans boycotting it.
Yeah, they like bullshit. Yeah, what black fans at games anyway? We're not talking about Atlanta. Where else heavy black people be at the games and shit? Like Charlotte.
You probably get a mix in the Californias. You get a little mixed crowd.
Yeah,
in the Californias. But yeah, it's pretty much Charlotte, Atlanta, maybe the Cowboys games.
Detroit,
Redskins. The Cowboys, no,
Mexicans.
But it's not going to be enough to change the tide of shit. But if we're talking about the players, if the black players started boycotting, yeah, it would make a difference.
Hell yeah.
And my thing about it is if this is an active boycott of the NFL saying that Kaepernick is not right for us because he stood up for him, if you have an ounce of dignity in your pocket, in your heart, in your body, around you, I think that because of what Kaepernick has done, the amount of money he's donated to causes, the amount of programs he started, you should at least want him to be able to continue his work.
Exactly.
Even if you paid him the league minimum or whatever the fuck it is, to have him on your roster to be able to do that shit in your community, why wouldn't you do that?
But I mean, they had like he was a big what they called it? They say, well, the circus around him and the distraction.
What was the circus?
What was the distraction? I mean, he was didn't they vote him as a team captain?
Team captain. Y'all only talked to him about this shit after the game. There was like, you know what I mean? Like, it was the most calm circus I've ever seen.
I mean, cause remember, he was the backup when he started it, so it was not a circus at all. Like, he was not affecting the play on the field at all.
Bro. It was a story that y'all created, and y'all came to talk to him afterwards, and he was like, it's not a big deal. It's just something I decided to do.
Yeah.
Y'all in my face.
Yep. To bring awareness to what's going on, because y'all act like this shit is not real. So, I mean, let's shine a light on it.
So for me, that coupled with the Raiders move. Now look, I had already publicly said, at least on the show I believe a couple times, that the Raiders were one of my final three if I were going to switch teams. And reading how that shit went down, I can't be a Raiders fan, man.
But I mean, and I then can't be a Raiders the owner, fan. The owners, man, because you know how much money the owners get from the Raiders relocating, right?
That's what pissed me off.
So each owner gets $50 million.
The reason that the owner wanted to move is because the city didn't want to pay for a new stadium.
But the city said they had some working going on for a stadium.
I can't be mad at them for that. You can't keep charging taxpayers money when you're a billionaire.
Yep.
Pay for your fucking stadium.
You're going to make it back. I mean...
Right. Pay for your stadium. There's no reason for taxpayers to be footing the bill for that shit. But then, so that didn't work. You go ahead and you talk to Goodell. Y'all make this move. The owner's getting extra money. And then you're taking a team. Look, there's like three or four teams I think should never move. The Redskins should never move. They should definitely change their name, but they should never move. The Dallas Cowboys... Huh?
They shouldn't change their name.
Man, fuck that. They should change their name. The Cowboys should never move. The Steelers should never move. And probably the 49ers should never move. Those are like the four that I think shouldn't happen. The Raiders would be the 15, goddammit.
Yeah. But they done been moved out of the city twice.
But it's California. Oakland and L.A. Those are the only two options.
Yeah.
Y'all could ping pong that shit. But to move them up out of L.A., out of Oakland, and put them in Vegas... And then you turn around and say, yo, but y'all got to keep them here for 2 seasons?
2 years.
That's some bullshit.
But then, like I said, each owner gets $50 million that they do not have to share with the players.
Nope.
Then they got, like, they said the Raiders have to pay back some loan to, well, I forgot what it was, for like $700 million.
Yeah, but when they got to pay that back? They got like 30 years or something?
Yeah, then they got a relocation fee that they got to pay. So I'm just like, they got to pay almost $1 billion just to fucking move.
And then
just
like, their partner is like Bank of America, right?
Yeah, like Bank of America. That's what they got to pay the loan back to.
Yeah, so I'm really not fucking with them now because I hate Bank of America. So just as a fan who was watching the sport without a team, this is just a rough week for me. Like, I don't understand it, and I might sit out this season.
No, you're not.
If Kaepernick's not signed, I might sit out this season, bro. I mean, it's not going to be that hard. I work on Sunday, so I'm already missing
the big games. And you're a Rams fan, so yeah, it's not really hard.
I used to be a Rams fan. So Sunday I'm going to miss anyway because I work. Thursday night football is bullshit, so it's not going to be that hard. The hardest part would be watching ESPN when they talk about football. Does that count as the boycott? If I watch ESPN but I don't watch the games?
No, that's not boycotting. If you're still keeping up, you know who's 3-3 and... Oh, you know who had a 200-yard game and all that? Nah, that's not boycotting me. Like I boycott the NBA during the regular season. Like,
so you're telling me that I can't watch ESPN during football season?
Hell no!
It's a little rough. That's a little rough.
I stopped watching. Well, I barely watch it. I'm not listening to ESPN radio, so I guess that's the same thing as watching ESPN. I mean, without them, I haven't watched more than 2 minutes of NBA basketball this year.
From what I know, you haven't missed much. Like, as far as what I've heard, I think after last night and all day today, is since the fucking Steph Curry plays for the Warriors, since the Warriors beat the Spurs and the Cavs back to back on the road, they're the champions. We don't need to do the playoffs. We don't need to do none of that shit. They're the champions.
But see, my whole thing is, I don't see the Warriors making it to the finals because I don't think they'd beat the Spurs in a 7-game series. Because, you know, Popovich probably, you know, it's the end of the season. You know how Pop is, man. He don't give a... Like, I seen a picture of Pop smiling last night. Like, so, you know, you never see that. So, I mean, I don't... All I know is this. Russell Westbrook got his 38th triple-double last night.
Is there really, like... So, you haven't really watched the season, so I know what your answer is going to be. But is there really a debate for between him and Harden?
MVP?
Like...
It shouldn't be a debate because Harden has a little bit more help on his team. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Russell lost KD, and they're still in the playoffs. So if you take Russell off that team, they're at the bottom of the division. Like, horrible. And I always think that's how I look at my MVPs. If you take me off this team, what would the team look like? And no, the Rockets wouldn't have 50 plus wins without Harden. But the damn Thunder wouldn't be the 5th seed either without Westbrook.
Well, then, if that's the case, wouldn't LeBron be MVP every season?
Well, you know, it's like, I mean, LeBron got to outdo LeBron to get him. Like, it's not fair.
He's
under Jordan rules. He's under Jordan rules.
Yeah, because Jordan would definitely be, he should be
MVP. Yeah, Jordan should have won the MVP every year from 93. You know what I'm saying? Karl Malone won 2, Barkley won 1. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Like,
didn't Kobe only win like 1?
Kobe only won 1 MVP.
I'm not even a Kobe fan, but that's some bullshit.
Yeah, like Kobe only won 1 MVP.
And I think the season that they won with Shaq, Shaq won the motherfucker.
Yep, because Kobe won MVP one of them championship years. They got like 09 or 010, something like that.
That's crazy.
Because, I mean, yeah, I remember like 1 year, fucking Steve Nash won 2 in a row.
That's still some, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's the worst MVP. I was just like, come on, man. Steve Nash, like Steve Nash. Say it to yourself again, Steve Nash.
Would you put Steve Nash, is he a top 10 point guard?
Hell no.
Is so if he ain't top 10, I should have did it the other way. I should have said, is he top 5, is he top 10?
He might be top 20.
Damn,
might be.
You got, wait, I can't think of 20 that I would put before him.
Listen, I put.
We got the usual suspects. You got your Chris Pauls. You got your Magic.
Isaiah Thomas is your Magic.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas, who gets slept on a lot when we had this conversation.
You got, man, well, point
guard. Tony Parker is a point guard.
Tony Parker better than Steve Nash.
Stockton.
Chauncey Billups better than Steve Nash.
Okay, I think we reached a little bit now.
No, Chauncey Billups got MVPs in the finals, man. Stop it. How we at? Mr. Big Shot?
I'm just saying, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson.
Shooting guard. Name shooting guards now.
That's true.
Our NBA contender just fell off their chair right now. Sorry.
I got this list directly from Dub, so what do you want me to do?
Speaking of Dub, man. All right, it's all right, man. We've been having an argument on Facebook this week. There's a math problem. Math problem went like this. 20 divided by 2, then it had times 5 plus 5 in parentheses. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody that does math know you do parentheses first, which would be the 5 plus 5. Mm-hmm. So now you got 20 divided by 2 times 10 in parentheses. So anybody knows math know you go left to right once you got multiplication division on the same level. But these stupid motherfuckers... Well, it's PEMDAS. It's multiplication before division. I was like, no, dummy. It's the same. Like, you do what, you know, there. You don't do multiplication before division. You don't do division before multiplication. Once you have them on the same line, you go from left to right. So the answer was 100. But they were like, no, it's 1. It's 1. I can't believe this is 1. I mean, you should have seen these. And I was like, so if you put in a calculator, it comes up 100. If you put it in Google, it comes up 100. Then he's like, well... I said, well, why? I went on this college math website, put the same problem in, and it came up 100. Well, websites don't use logic.
Oh, shit.
It's math. There ain't no logic in math. it's not. The computer know you punching in numbers, it's going to give you a number back. So I said, oh, I can't believe, man, I hope you don't help your kids with your heart. I mean, niggas was talking dirt shit to your boy.
Wow.
And I was like, I said, it's amazing that the calculator say 100. I said, but y'all said I'm wrong.
It's really weird to me, and I guess it's the information age. People don't know how to just say I'm wrong about some shit.
That's why
I don't know. Like, it's okay to be wrong and say you don't know. I do it in a heartbeat. I'd be like, look, I'm not smart enough to answer that question. I don't fucking know. And that's okay.
It's one. Well, my mom, well, yeah, it's a real math teacher. She taught for 30 years, and she said the answer is 1. I said, your mother is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Like, mom is fucking it up for everyone.
Exactly. I'm showing them, like, you just can't make up new rules to math. I'm not making up no rules. This is the rule. Like, I damn copied and pasted from the web where it says that you do left or right. I've never heard that rule. That's something you made up. Okay, well, we're done here. I'm not discussing it no more.
Wait a minute. I've never heard this rule. It's something you made up?
Something I made up.
Somebody said that?
Like, I made up math rules. Like, you just can't be making up rules. Like, I didn't make this up. Like, y'all really, I mean, I'm not the strongest math student by far. But I do know that. You know what I'm saying? So.
How were they doing it? Like, what answer were they getting instead?
They was multiplying first. So they'll do, like, so when you got the 2 times 10, they'll do the 2 times 10, give you 20. And then they'll do 20 divided by 20 equals 1. And I said, that's wrong. I said, because you can't multiply first. Y'all working the problem from right to left. That's not how you do it. You work math from left to right. But, you know, hey, what do I know? You know, I'm not an accountant. And I was just like, well, I know I'm not letting do my taxes. you fucking up all kinds of numbers. So
yeah, Dubs, he's good for internet discussion debates.
Yeah, I thought he was trolling me at first, but then I realized that he really thought he was right. I mean, this shit went on. Like, if you look on my thing, man, it's like over 100 comments, man. This shit was crazy. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, that's Dubs for you. Shout out to Dubs, man. I mean, because he argued us down 2 years in a row about was it the Nets? Yeah. Was it the fucking Brooklyn Nets and how dope they were supposed to be? No, yeah. it was the Nets and the Clippers.
Yeah, Nets and Clippers. Every year was his pick to go to the finals.
Jesus Christ.
Props to Dubs, Nets man. Got the worst record in the league, by the way.
Already. 16 points. Already. All that new season, all that Jay-Z, none of that shit matters.
None of that help.
You brought in COVID, the Russian dude. You paid all the extra money for Brook Lopez, and you still ain't shit.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, man.
Shout out to Dubs.
Shout out to Dubs, man. We're talking about sports. I guess we just keep this going. When you sent this story, so when I get the outlines, I debate whether I should read the shit or not because I want to get that live reaction. So I went ahead and clicked on this one, and I still don't believe what the fuck I'm looking at. Fake Miami Dolphins player has been scamming white women for 3 years. I've never heard this story. That's not news, right? Like, that's kind of the Saul right thing. I don't pay attention to shit. Maserati Rick.
Yes.
I've never heard of this dude.
You probably won't.
I never heard of this story, but apparently...
Ricardo Agnet is his name.
Yeah, Ricardo Agnet, in 2014, apparently made his way into the scouting combine and was able to get pictures of himself taking drills. And posting shit like, as I made history by running a 3 second in the 20-yard shuffle, the fastest ever in the NFL combine history. The fastest ever. Fastest ever. Somehow, he parlayed this shit and some random ass pictures into getting different women and getting the pin numbers?
Bruh, man, the man went to car dealerships. They telling people he played for the damn. I mean, because like I said, all it took was him going for the tryout, getting a little Dolphins gear so people think he's a football player. He got the football player build and all that. They said the man never played college football. They only think he went to college. Somehow he finessed his way into a Dolphins workout, took some pictures. And, like, the picture's not even him. Like, that's in equipment and stuff. And then the one he signed his contract is so, like, filtered up, you can't even tell who it is.
That shit
so,
like Microsoft Paint.
Bro, but like I said, football is the easiest sport to scam women in because we wear helmets all the day. So, like, if you look like a football player, you hanging with niggas that look like football players, you go, oh, yeah, I play football for such and such. And chicks gonna fuck you. They gonna fuck with you. And you know, Maserati Rick showing, hey, niggas, get your Maserati Rick stories up, man.
How did he go to this car dealership? And they, like, if you're in the city... And we're talking about Ferrari money. Somebody's got to check some shit.
Bruh, the dealerships be just so happy to have a player come through that they be like, yeah, go ahead. But you got to do something. You just not going to give me a car and I ain't not check my car.
I don't understand this. But apparently, I guess women are mad. Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, what happened was another football player had said something on one of his posts. And that's where it all started, the dominoes falling. Like, hold on, this nigga not even in the league. Like, you know what I'm saying?
he got caught by one of the players.
Yeah, he got caught by one of the players. Let me see what happened.
Now, that's fucking hilarious. Like, nigga, who is you?
Oh, yeah. Lyndon Antonio Trail of the Washington Redskins. He referred to him as a colleague in a subsequent Facebook post and apparently had no idea who he was being catfished to. So that's what, yeah.
Hold on. Wait, so the player thought the nigga was a player?
Yeah, the player thought he was a player.
Wow. This dude must be a giant.
What position
did he say he played? If you ran a fucking 3 second shuttle,
he had to be a DT.
Okay, and them motherfuckers are getting smaller.
I mean, anybody can look at these pictures and be like, that's not you, bro. Like, you don't even have the same number on at practice. Like, in two different pictures, you got two different numbers on.
This shit is crazy. Well, I mean, if you're a rookie, that might happen, right? You get the one jersey and that's what it is.
That's it. You get your number. You know what I'm saying? You get a different, you know, home and away, but that's it. You're a starter or quarterback, you get red. But other than that, nah, man. This guy, Maserati_Rick. He deleted his Instagram once he got found out he was scamming women and other people. Dang, man. I don't know how that feel, man. You just got scammed.
The hustle. I wonder what they got scammed out of. Because if you get scammed out of some pussy, that's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
This dude's scamming regular women out of pussy on a regular basis.
Stop. But
if y'all getting the PIN numbers,
if you allegedly a player, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be asking me for money. You know what I'm saying?
So he had just been scamming pussy. That had to be.
He was been scamming for pussy and free drinks at clubs and shit like that.
It must not take much to get a free drink in a club nowadays.
Nah, man.
Just say that you somebody.
Oh, we got Maserati Rick in the building. Yo, we got Rory soon.
I can't be mad at the dude hustle. I can't be mad at this hustle, bro. That's a come up. Like, you got to sleep with yourself. But at the end of the day, if that's what you used and you smashed, and good job. Is that okay to say? Can you say good job?
Yeah. I mean, women scam niggas all day. They got makeup on, weed, fake ass, fake titties. So what's wrong with a nigga getting this scam on? So, man, shout out to Maserati Rick, man. I'm always saluting a nigga when they get over, man. Fuck that shit, man.
Is he your winner for the week?
He early winner, yeah. Like, these girls got rock walking around here with camel toe pads in, but we the scammer. We the scammer.
Well played. You wearing some fake I'm loose shit. Some fake I'm a trashy broad shit.
Yeah.
Camel toe out in public. Yeah, that's... Anyway, I still don't understand that shit. But we got some music news. We got to get this music in so we can get paid. Kate, I dropped a song. We got until what? April?
April the 7th to get y'all shit together.
April the 7th to get y'all shit together. I can't lie. When I first heard the first few minutes of the song, I was kind of like, okay. Like, K-Dot's always been pretty dope rapping, right?
Yeah.
But it's the other shit. It's the way he raps. And
the delivery.
He chooses his delivery. That kind of gets you over. So the first couple minutes of the song, I was kind of like, this ain't what I was expecting. And then when the beat switched, I was like, oh shit. Like, I'm going to take that song and download it and then edit it. So it's just the second half. Because the second half, he went in.
Question. You see how aggressive K-Dot was on this song?
Hey man, he's not playing any games right now.
But didn't he do that on Control too? And then he came out, was all, you know, nice guy about it. Like, if you gonna go aggressive, stay aggressive. Like, don't take the... If you gonna put heat on these niggas in the game, put heat on niggas in the game. Don't just put them for one song. You get me, listen to your album, and your album's on some black conscious shit. Nah, nigga, destroy the fucking niggas, man. I wanna hear that. I mean, he was going hard in that song. Oh, don't say you. I mean, whoever he was directing to, here was Big Sean. Here was Lil Drake in there. But if you gonna destroy Big Sean, destroy Big Sean. Don't be nice guy about it.
What does he have? Like, I don't know that you can do black conscious, black power, kumbaya shit, and then come out and rap your contemporaries. Like, you should be going at somebody else.
I mean, maybe he trying to get these fake niggas out the game, out the paint. But I mean, K-Dot, like, you really want to sell it to me, man? You gotta stay aggressive all the time. I mean, I appreciate what you did on this song. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, what'd he say? I am the, what'd he say, best rapper alive. Something.
Yeah, he wasn't saying that. No, there was no way to dispute what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was pretty plain with the shit. Y'all, when he said y'all got to April 7th to get y'all shit together, I'm coming. That's what you got. And y'all, he said that on the heels of a Rick Ross album and a Drake album.
Mm.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, both of those came like the ass.
No, man, no. No. Well, you said as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. Like again, Jack Swaggers, right? You know, take it how you want to. Speaking of which, why did you end up getting me in a debate with B-Eazy?
I did not get you in the debate.
You was pumping it up.
I was in the forecast, and then when you said some shit and you lit BZ up, I was just like, ooh, okay, tell him, y'all.
I just don't understand what happened.
Nah, you were defending us. So I'm just, you know, I said, oh, so I got this one. I ain't got to say nothing, man.
It was just so weird.
You know, BZ, technical, man. Yeah, well, technically, nah, man, we not, nah.
Like, we weren't even talking about that shit. Like, it wasn't... Anyway. I hope that K-Dot comes with the heat, like you said.
Yeah. April 7th. Don't bore me to death like you did with your last album, K-Dot.
Wow.
I mean, to be honest, I haven't listened to that album. It came out 2 years ago? I haven't listened to it in a good year and a half.
Look, do I have that on? Let's go back and look at that album right now. What's on that album? Because we gave, what did we give it?
You got 5 stars.
Jesus Christ. Who did that review?
Blaskia.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it was him.
To Pimp a Butterfly. And I know we've done this on another show, but y'all just have to deal with it. Okay. We've done 250 shows. We're going to repeat ourselves. It happened.
Exactly. Like old Mary.
King Kunta. King Kunta, I still fuck with. I ain't listened to it in a while, but King Kunta is still dope. Institutionalized is dope. These Walls is dope. You, I think you was your favorite song on the album.
No. Institutionalized might be my favorite song on the album.
I thought it was you. Wow.
Which one is the one he was like, see, I can't remember that shit. That's how I knew.
So this is you.
He was like, no, you was.
Yeah, so that's definitely my favorite song. That's when he was doing that poetic shit.
Yeah, it's too loud of my shit when they was just like, it sounded so West Coast. I think that's the one.
Let's see.
Yeah, but yeah, that was. Look, don't do it to. Sorry, I'm about to fall asleep, man. Please stop playing.
Damn, I was just about to play it. You don't want to hear it?
Tabor Butterfly, man. TBA.
That's cold as fuck, man. So, yeah, we definitely want to hear it, man. Anyway, I got to get to this other topic because I heard this earlier and I don't understand how this shit works. Mike Epps' wife, his estranged wife, wants $109,000 a month for spouses.
God damn. Did she know she married to Mike Epps?
Please explain what you mean when you say
Mike, that. Mike, she thinks she married to Jordan Jackson?
Explain what you mean when you say that. Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, $109,000 a month, that's a lot of fucking money.
Now, you just did math. What's $109,000 a month?
That's about $1.2 a year.
And how much do you think Mike Epps makes?
Shit, they said, man, according to, I think the man might be worth about $3 to $5 million.
So Mike Epps has what, Friday in his pocket?
Yeah, but we don't know nobody get paid on Friday. Right, none right. of that movie get paid. Like,
but I'm just trying to get his catalog together.
Yeah, all so about he, the Benjamins, wasn't he in Starlight or whatever the fuck the name that movie was with Jamie Foxx and all them niggas.
He's in some Jamie Foxx movie. He's in a couple low
Heartbreaks. So what was that shit called with Jennifer Hudson and all that shit?
He was in a couple low B-grade ass movies.
Nah, this was like won a Grammy or something, ain't it? An Oscar.
What are you talking about?
What was the name of that movie with Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls? Wasn't he in that shit?
He might have been. I never seen Dreamgirls.
No, that Eddie Murphy was in that shit, wasn't he? Yeah, that Eddie Murphy, okay.
Yeah, the wrong funny nigga. Y'all got the wrong Sparkle. Funny nigga.
Okay.
So he's the wrong. He's got, I mean, his IMDb is pretty long.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot that. Of. He was in a. What's that? Survivor's Remorse. They got.
So I guess you could say it starts with Next Friday. He was in Dr. Dolittle 2. That probably made some money. All About the Benjamins. Friday After Next. Malibu's Most Wanted. The Fighting Temptations. Guess Who? Roll Bounce. Of course, he was on Boondocks. That didn't make no money. Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. Soul Men. And it's just now we're starting to get really weak. Janky Promoters, he was a headliner on that. That didn't make no money. Probably didn't cost nothing to make. Jumping the Broom, is that what you were thinking of?
Nah, I think it was you said it. That something Heartbeat you said.
Oh, okay, the Fighting Heartbeats. Sparkle, yeah. Hangover Part 3, big budget movie. The rest of this shit, there's no point talking about it.
Yeah, like, I mean, he had the Uncle Buck show that was on ABC.
Yeah, that so was on show.
That probably paid him the most out of everything he did.
And they ran through that shit. Like, they ran that whole season in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't have that much shit. Mike Epps is a comedian that does shows. He doesn't do the big specials. He travels and does shows. He doesn't have $109,000 a month, bruh.
To give away to her. Did you see what she needed it for, though?
Nigga, it says Michelle, spelled with an E, all E's. She spends several thousand bucks a month on shoes and clothes for their 10 and 12 year old girls. The girls have to get their hair braided at an expensive salon, food, vacations, and $72,000 per year for private schooling.
Shit.
On top of that, there's more. But wait, there's more. Michelle says her mom handles many of the duties for a mere $3,500 a month, plus another $600 to cover her Mercedes.
So let me ask you a question. Yep. If I'm giving you $3,500 a month, shouldn't that cover the price of your goddamn Mercedes? Now, I don't give a fuck what you do. And then, let's be real. Mike Epps' wife said she needs this money because she's 36 and she can't find a fucking job.
So I have a friend who just went through this situation where the chick he was married to, they're going through a divorce, so they're divorced, and she didn't work. She was a stay-at-home mom. And now because she didn't work, she says she can't find work. She's not 36. She's like 25.
Oh, shit, no. But you better go to goddamn, what's that, Everest. She's damn degree. 25. Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, you can't find a job. But then, Mike, okay, let me ask you a question, Mike Epps' wife, Michelle Epps. If you're a stay-at-home mom, why your mama watching the babies? What the fuck is you doing?
Okay.
These 10 to 12 days of school, so what the fuck is you doing all day?
At a private school that costs $72,000 per year.
But you can get a job putting pins together or something, working at home. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't understand how that shit works. Oh, man. I don't get it.
But they got the game fucked up. She's all right. This is why I like Maserati being winning. Come on, man. Like, yo, you 36? You can't find a job? Like, I know it's a lot of niggas that can't find jobs. But goddamn, like, man, hell, $109,000 a month.
I don't even know. So you went through and you claim that he's making $3.5 million a year.
I'm saying he probably not. Let me look up, see what Mike. No,
this is what it says on her thing. She said that he makes $3.5 million a year. And there's no way that that's his baseline because some years he's busy and some years he's not.
Exactly.
Last year was dope, but the year before that, the only thing he had was that special on Netflix.
I mean, they say this man worth $6 million.
Total. He's worth $6 million total, and you want $1 million a year?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, my husband's like, yo, you know I got like 30 cousins in Indianapolis that I'm taking care of, right? Like, I'm not just taking care of your mom. And I'm like, well, sorry, your mama Mercedes is going to have to go back. She's going to have to downgrade to an Elantra. You know what I'm saying? Like,
some of this shit I get. The private school shit, now I don't know why you're paying $72,000 a year for it, but for private school, hey, I get it. You paying for the education. That's what you want to do. But
your dad's a comedian. Look, your dad's a comedian. Like, I'm pretty sure education, no. Sorry.
Several thousand bucks a month on shoes and clothes. Who spends that per month?
On clothes and shoes. I mean, we're like, what? Like, it's all right. Let's be honest. They are girls. Girls can go shop at cheap places. They don't have to spend thousands. Like, what are these hoes wearing? Louis Vuitton
Don't call them hoes, man. They 10 and 12 years old.
What are these little girls wearing? God dang.
They're 10 and 12 years old. I don't even know how that's possible.
How can a 10-year-old have thousands of dollars worth of clothes a month? Like, that's ridiculous. Then they have to go to expensive luxury shops to get their hair done.
Again,
your mama sitting at home. Why ain't neither one of y'all learn to braid fucking hair? That saves you some money right there.
Yeah,
you 36, you can do half for another 30 years. Like, stop playing, man. You better go to cosmetology school, Michelle.
Does Michelle, do they live in Ohio? Is she still in Ohio? Are you from Ohio? Point,
probably.
So there's got to be some African braid stations in the hood.
Bruh, I know a woman right now that's looking for work that can braid your hair. Her name is Rachel Dolezal. She goes by the name of Nikechi
Amaru. Oh, shit. Is she black, by the way? Are we going to
have for a fraction of the cost?
Is she black? Are we allowing her to be black?
I mean, she's black enough.
What do you mean she's black enough? Black enough for what?
To do hair.
She might be good at that shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. So I was watching the Corey Holcomb show. I think it was last week. And he was reading out. This may have been a joke. I'm not really sure. He said you can look it up online. But he's reading the questionnaire that the women fill out for them to get aid from the state. And the questions they were asking were like, if this is the person that is your baby's father, when did y'all meet? When did y'all have sex? What hotels did y'all check in together? What city and state were the hotels in? Did anybody see you together checking into this hotel? If so, what's their names? If so, what are the dates? So what they're doing is they're allowing you to get money from the state for filling out these questions. You got to basically tell on everybody you've been with. And they're building case for the niggas who say that they haven't been around or that they were in this place. You know what I'm saying? So they're getting a backlog of people in your neighborhood that know the same person. So if seven different girls have different cases and they can all link Germ to being someplace at a different time because he knows this dude or he knows this girl or he knew that they were at this hotel, they can come back to you and say, okay, you said that you were innocent of this crime, but we got five different witnesses that say that you were at this place at this time. Damn. That's some bullshit. Damn. But it's fucked up because this is the kind of shit that goes on to get a case. Mike Epps' wife is sitting at home watching him have a good year and decide to try and change up what she wants for spousal support. And it's probably not going to go her way because I'm sure that he could prove that he's not making $3.6 million a year.
Yeah, like I'd be like, yo, I can't. I mean, I'll be like, listen, I pay for my kids' schooling. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
there's no reason for my kids to be needing a thousand.
We've been married. He didn't want me to work. I don't believe that.
It's possible.
She didn't want to work. Look at her. She light skinned. She didn't want to work.
It's possible that light-skinned he didn't want
women,
you to work.
Light skinned women married somebody rich. She didn't want to work, bro. I don't believe
that. It's possible that he didn't want her to work. What I don't find plausible is that you can't find work. How are you useless? If nothing else, graduate
high school, like, do you not possess the skills to flip a burger? Like, I don't understand. Like, you don't say you can't find work. Just be like, stop. Yeah, you're right.
You should, if nothing else, you can find work in a daycare. Your kids are at school all day.
You can turn your fucking house into a daycare.
Very easily.
You got your mama there. Shit.
And if you're in Ohio, there's always some money to be made. What are you talking about? Man, that shit is weird to me. The other, I guess, is this music news? I guess.
What is it?
Fetty Wap gets his chain snatched. And the whole hood took a picture with it on.
Man, bro, listen. Okay, Fetty Wap was back in his hometown, Paterson, New Jersey. And I guess he wants to go, to the hood spots. And, Fetty Wap got to understand. I mean, you ain't popular. But you more than hood popular that you just can't go hang with the half-nots. I mean, you made you a couple nice little change off your little two songs you had out. And you touring now and all that. So you go back home. He gets into a little altercation in a little store. Gets his chain snatched. And three people get shot. And then next thing you know, like, not dead, but just shot. You see, like, 20, 30 people posted up on different Instagram accounts with them with Fetty Wap 1738 chain.
1738.
And look, one of the dudes got arrested. You know what I'm saying? Because he, posted with the picture, he got arrested. So the other people that, they taking the picture with that chain, they were like, listen, I didn't take the chain. I just took a picture with the chain.
Right. that's what you should have said in the first place.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not the one that snatched it, but it's going around, so I took a picture too. And I thought that shit was funny as hell, just see different people.
They just passing that shit around. Nobody even gives a fuck about the gold value of the chain. They're not trying to hawk it or nothing. They just want pictures with it.
Yeah, like, yo, I'm giving back to whoever took it. I just want, let me take a picture, put it on my snap real quick. Appreciate it, folks.
God, he had a busy week. Did he break up with his girlfriend or some shit too?
Who knows, man? Fetty Wap is handicapped, man. We can't, He is, man. Let's be honest, man. His driver license got an exception on that motherfucker.
But he's still driving. He was riding a motorcycle.
And then he wrecked.
Didn't say it was a smart idea, but he was doing it. How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, man. Is Fetty Wap over with? Is he over?
I didn't think about him until you put this shit on the story, so yeah, I would say so.
I think he's over. Like, certain niggas, when you had your run, just go away. What's your boy that did the dip song? What's his name?
Come on, you know I'm terrible with on the spot names. I don't know. I don't even know the goddamn dip song.
My hands up on your hip. When I did that nigga, he made his one song. He went away. DJ Luke Nasty or something freak nasty.
It's not DJ
something.
Luke Nasty because that nigga's still out there.
Okay, Luke Nasty is the high nigga. Yeah. So I think his name is Freak Nasty. So yeah, he did his little song. Look, 20 years later, he's still getting residuals. But these new niggas, like, I was watching some video. Lil Yachty was performing in the club and niggas started booing him. Then he get mad with the niggas booing him and want to fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, bruh, like, you're garbage. Like, you can't get mad. Like, that little shit you did, white people like your shit. Black people not falling for that shit. You go to a white club and do them little stupid songs, the white people like it. You go to a black people club and you doing them songs, they gonna boo your ass. That's what we do. Yeah. Like, we don't sit around and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go to the Apollo, you can be singing any song. we're going to start booing your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Your time is over, bro. You made your money.
Yeah, Sandman come out that bitch and... that's what we do.
You should have been hot in the first place, but that's neither here nor there.
Trey Songz about to fight a nigga at the club. You know, he with the shits. He from Virginia. All them niggas got anger problems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true. If you're from Virginia, I assume you have some kind of anger problems.
Can they fight, though? Like, well, you can be mad all day, but can you fight?
Hey, the dark-skinned Virginia niggas, I got to give it to them. Light-skinned Virginia niggas, besides Chris Brown, I'm kind of sketchy.
So Chris Brown, you think can fight?
Man, it's known Chris Brown knock niggas out. Chris Brown no fucking taekwondo and shit, man. What you talking about, man?
I'm not asserting anything. I'm just asking.
Hey, look, I read an article they had in about Chris Brown the other day, man. Chris Brown, according to this article, he doing bad, bro. The man just spend days on binges of coke, lean, and weed, and he go through all these mood swings. According to this article, now, this is what I keep saying, according to the article, they had me thinking Chris Brown gonna be dead in like 6 months to a year. Like, man, this shit is sad.
So the question is, do we care?
Do we care about Chris Brown? Yes, we care.
Why? He's beating women. He's a woman beater.
But he forgiving himself. We forgave him.
He just did it again.
He didn't beat nobody. That's all rumors.
He just beat Karrueche ass or some shit again.
Karrueche's star started fading. So what she say? Chris beat me. Chris beat me. Come on, man. Chris ain't beat her. It would have been on look. If Chris beat her, he would have got locked up for it. He ain't get locked up for it because he ain't beat her.
You giving him way too many passes, bro.
Sam, man. Chris, man. We done seen him grow up in front of eyes, man. It's the same dude that made Yo, man. One of my favorite songs.
He had such promise.
He did. He still got promise. That's the thing they saying. He, like, Chris Brown still get a hit song just about every year. You know what I'm saying? When I say hit song, I'm not talking about number one, but that's popular. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and, you know, he continues to do that. He still can dance. He ain't lost a step. It ain't like he out there looking like Casey and JoJo and shit, trying to do dance moves. Nah, man. I mean, he a little more edgy than Usher. But, you know, Usher kept his name clean, except when he got with them old ladies. You know, well,
Usher's whole shit was fine until he got married. Once he got married, women got mad at his ass.
Yeah, women got white man. Somebody look like his mama.
Oh, they damn near ended his career when that motherfucker got married. Oh, I ain't buying shit.
No.
Like, damn. They just accepted you back for fucking up with Chili. Then you get married. They was like, nigga.
He was like, me and Chili ain't been together in a decade. Still, that's who you're supposed to be with.
You're supposed to be with Chili, goddammit.
He was just like, yo, I was running with Puff when I was 13, man. Do you know the shit I done, nigga? Like, man, stop. Like,
I told you this shit was weird when I saw his ass in the club that I was in. I was like, come on, Usher, what the fuck? You ain't supposed to be in here. You like 12.
Hey, he was in there.
He's in the VIP. Like, what? That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Popping bottles and everything.
Bro, this shit is crazy as fuck. What do we have left on the show? Is that the whole show?
Is it? No. We got to talk about sundresses, man.
I almost thought that was your Keep It 100.
Nah, that's not my Keep It. My Keep It 100 is a question from the nation.
Can we please talk about the beauty of sundresses?
Sundresses and tights, man. It's that time of year, spring.
Every sundress year we do season. This, by the way.
Huh?
Every year we do this, by the way.
Yeah, it's, so why not? It's tradition. It's spring, people. You know what that means. It's time for our annual sundress season alert. I mean, we do this at certain... We give alerts certain time of year. We tell y'all when it's cuffing season. We tell y'all when it's time to, you know, just other things. But now it's sundress
season. Supreme wash niggas.
Yes. Ladies, keep doing your thing. I see it's a trend now. You got some dudes wearing sundresses. Like, ooh, that's not cool. Yeah. What's that motherfucking name? Man, I want you to see this shit. Go to Instagram.
Oh, fuck.
What's that motherfucking name?
Are you sending me to a nigga with a sundress on?
Man.
Come on, Jerm. I'm not doing that, bruh. I don't want to see a nigga in a sundress, bruh. So just go ahead with the goddamn topic. I don't want to see that shit.
Okay. Well, listen. Yeah. So yeah, ladies, keep wearing your sundresses and your tights. I love it. We love it. Men appreciate it. You know, when y'all put them on, y'all know we gonna look. So don't be acting all funny when we looking at shit. Like, sorry. And I told y'all before, every lady that walked by me in tights, I steal a look. I don't care what your shape is. You could be shaped like a Coke bottle. You could be shaped like a bag of flour. I'm going to look. You know what I'm saying?
Does it matter the race of the woman?
Doesn't matter. I mean, because I assume, like, certain races, I'd be like, it's probably going to be pancakes. Yep, I was right. And then, you know, sometimes when I assume it's going to be pancakes and it'd be nice, I'm like, dang, that's a nice little ass on that white girl. You know, Mexican women, you know, it's a crapshoot. You either going to get the, you know what I'm saying, the bag of fucking 5 pound, the 5 pound bag of yogurt, the 3 pound bag, you know, stuff how it'd be looking, you know, you don't want that. You know. Jesus so, yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I overloaded something. Cause we had a foam run today in Tallahassee, and the sign up spot was where I work at. Mm. So we had about 2,000 women coming in tights today. So I'm fucking, like, I don't want to see no more tights for like another hour. And then I'd be ready again, see some more tights. But yeah, it was a lot today. Mostly fit girls. So, you know, I wasn't really like, not my type, too fit, hard body. Then you had that, you know, that every 3 out of every 10 that came in, you'd be like, whoa! I mean, it was one in there today, boy. Jesus Christ.
This is the part of the season I don't really get to see. Being in Austin, I don't get the joy of sundress season.
Man, that much. All right. I listen, the hell you say. If I was in Austin, I know some badass, thick ass white women down there, boy. Boy, I know it. I know it, boy. Woo, woo. Law.
So anyway. Adrian's. So anyway.
And then y'all got them little Mexican black girls down there too. Whoa, y'all got some, man. You better go. I told you, go inside town where Austin Steelers at, man.
To look?
That's Pflugerville, but yeah, that's somewhere around there.
They not in Pflugerville, man. They further out. Oh, they can't be in Pflugerville. It's too close. Oh. They got to be in East Austin or some shit, which is 45 minutes, 35 minutes away.
God damn.
Yeah, so. I don't know, I might have to go to East Austin just so I can shoot some pictures for the gram for Germ.
But oh, yeah, and new rules, all right. Shooting your shot. That's what, I don't know if it's on your list or not.
It's not on my list.
Yeah, yeah, I added it to that. Shooting, I want to make sure we talk about shooting your shot. There's new rules. If you're going to shoot your shot with a girl, you can't slide in the inbox no more. You have to do it on a timeline. That's the new rule.
What?
Yes, you got to do it like in the comments. Or like if you shooting your shot on IG, you gotta do it in the comments. If you shooting your shot on Twitter, you gotta like add her. You know what I'm saying? You can't slide in the inbox no more. What? That's the new rule.
Why is that the new rule?
That just apparently this is my winner this week. I'm gonna go ahead and get to you early. John Wall, Rihanna was live on Facebook, and man shot his shot. Next thing you know, him and Rihanna on a date, nigga. So. John Wall, he went out there, he threw himself out there in the comments. He took a shot, he pulled up from 40, and look what you know, Rihanna at your game, chilling with you at practice and shit. Next thing you know, John Wall gets suspended for weed and all that shit, cause you know, bad girl Riri, man, you know what she gonna do to him, man.
So let me get this straight, John Wall, like NBA player John Wall.
NBA player John Wall.
Shot his shot in the comments.
In the comments.
And now you're regular niggas.
With the regular niggas, it was like, yo, what's good? But I don't know what he said exactly, but it was something, it wasn't, he shot a shot. Next thing you know, Rihanna like, boom.
But now you want regular niggas.
That's the rule now. After that, it just, the but rule.
But it doesn't change the rule if a goddamn NBA player does it. It doesn't change the rule for the regular niggas.
No. Sorry, this could be just like, let's say for instance, let's say, you know, somebody wanted to holler at Tracy Mick. If she was single, you know what I mean? And it was like, yo, they just got to pull up on her. Like, yo, Tracy May was good. Let's, you know, you got to do it right there in that. Bam, just like that. You can't shoot your shot in the inbox when nobody can see you get curved. You got to be able to get curved in front of millions.
Man, fuck that shit, y'all. Don't do that shit.
Nah, sorry, that's the new rule, man.
Fuck that rule, man. Y'all single cats, man. Y'all got it hard. If this is the rules, y'all go by.
Hey, I feel bad for the single.
Y'all, hey, man. Don't take that rule from a married ass dude. Fuck that rule.
That's not my rule. That's what they were saying. That's the look. Go up. Look. Put in hashtag shoot your shot, man. You'll see it, man. It's not me. I'm not making this up.
That's some bullshit, though, man. Like,
hey, bro. Telling you, man. It's not me, bro.
And then, so what's the rule for the women?
Same thing. This is across the board.
So if the women are getting their shot, if they're getting shot at in their goddamn comment section of all their pictures, what's the rule for their response?
Oh, either curve you or let you know what's up.
Fuck that shit, man. Women get to do what they want to. This is some bullshit. So now they're being subjected in their own pictures to niggas. Nah, bro. I'm not with that. I'm not with that shit at all.
Amen. I like it, bro.
It's like hard it. Enough that's out like, here for
like,
your ass.
That's just... like old school. Think about it. Sorry. That's like old school Cole Holland, dog. Like, you walk up to a girl like, yo, what's up? Either she gonna diss you or she gonna let you keep talking. And so I feel like that's the closest these little weirdo ass new niggas gonna get, because they don't really interact with humans no more. Everything is so. If you got to do it like that, don't be no sneaky shit, man. Go put it out there, like, yo, when you walk up to a girl and you seen a nigga walk up to a girl, and she's like, you be like, dang, nigga, you just got dissed. Nigga, you seen that shit? It's the same thing, man.
No, man, the rules change with technology. That's bullshit. That's like saying the niggas back in the day didn't shoot 3-pointers because it wasn't a game. It wasn't a rule. It wasn't part of the game.
But we just did shoot our shots, though. Sorry, have you ever shot your shot with a girl like, yo, like, I know this girl out of my league or whatever. You felt like, yo, I don't have a chance. But you went out there and you like, damn.
Yeah, but I probably didn't do it on stage in front of a bunch of people. I might have just slid on fucking.
Because nobody else was watching.
Nah, bro, that's not the same, bro. That's bullshit.
I never walked up to a girl like in the mall or nothing. Was like, yo, shorty, what's good? It's your boy.
Nah, first of all, that's not even how. No, I never got down like that. Jack Swagless was never one walking up to strangers putting it down like that. That was
you walk up and lick both your fingers and smooth out your eyebrows and say. Put your hat up in your hand. It's like, pardon me. You like to go to the stadium hockey stands with me this Friday?
Hell nah. That shit is fucked up, man. Don't do that shit, fellas. Let these women post their goddamn. Like, I was watching, I don't know if you know Kima Russo. You probably don't know it. You probably seen him, but you don't know it. Huh?
Yeah, she posts all day.
She posts all day. I have no idea what her job is. I guess she's a trainer. But just, she always has pictures. She was live one day. And the comments on the live video, I was embarrassed for the dudes. I was like, these niggas are disgusting. I was watching Tabiri Majors. Is that her name?
Tabria, yeah.
Tabria Majors. She was live. And she fucked around and was doing live. You know, she don't like wearing bras. She was live and it was apparently cold in the room. Niggas was going ape.
Free the titty.
I was like, man.
I thought I was a creepy ass nigga until I seen like niggas in like Facebook Live and Instagram Live fucking comment section. I was like, oh nigga, I can't even call myself a creep, because these niggas be like, yo, shake that ass for me, or ooh, I would love to let you sit up. I be like, yo, you said that shit, you typed that shit, nigga.
They
like,
type that shit in my and face be with
and I eat that ass for 30. I be like, yo,
they type that shit and be with their live profiles and you're like, holy shit,
that pussy, nigga. Like, I be like, yo. But trust me, some niggas do the same thing to the Nappy Afro Instagram, man. I guess they think
that we're pictures, chicks.
Yeah, the pictures that they're being posted, that we're the girls. So they send all kind of messages like, yo, how you doing? Let's go on a date. I love you. And I was like, yo, first nigga offers some money, I'm going to catfish his ass, nigga. I ain't going to front, nigga. Like, I'm sorry. Now you say, yo, you give me $500. Oh, okay, we talking. Let's go. Where you need me to meet you at? Like,
look, we opened the show with you dissing members of the staff, and I made a concerted effort to let them know it wasn't me. Uh-huh. Now you're talking about catfishing some nigga, gonna think it's me.
No. If some nigga is dumb enough to think that the girls that are posted on the Nappy Afro Instagram are actually the girls behind the account, and you offer some money, oh yes, you're coming up off that, because you're stupid. You need to be scammed.
To King Germ, I'm not doing it. I just want y'all to know that shit.
Alright.
I don't need a motherfucker stalking outside the gym talking, yeah, nigga, you just play, where my money at?
What money?
Right, and that's what I'm gonna say. He gonna be like, oh, you think you're gonna play that game with me?
I'm like, what are you talking about, sir?
Oh, god damn. Hey man, let's get to the goddamn Keep It 100.
Oh man, Keep It 100, man. It's really a question from the nation, but since they want our advice, it's gonna turn into a Keep It 100. Gotta read it to you, so just brace yourself. I'm not going to tell you who this is from, because, you know, that would kill the anonymous.
If it's who I think it is, they kind of said they was going to do the shit anyway.
Yeah, that's why I was Twitter. Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
so if y'all really give a fuck that much, I just gave you the goddamn, hey, it's on Twitter.
All right, man. So this is what our writer in asked. He said, there's a thick-ass girl who works at my job, but we usually don't interact much. She works in the front office with one of my supervisors, and I have my own office and do completely different work. Up until recently, I hadn't said much to her, but I saw her at the club last week, said, hey, I just seen her dancing with someone, so I really just wanted to say hey and keep it moving. But when I tried to leave, she said, "You're not going to buy me a drink?" She's fine, and I was pretty lit, so I bought her a fishbowl. A fishbowl is one of them big-ass drinks that come in an actual fishbowl. and we split it. After 2 minutes of talking to me, she leaned in for me to kiss her, so I went in. We made out for like 2 minutes, and then she looked at me and said, "This never happened." So I shrugged it off, got her number, and dipped. He's like, "So 3 days ago, I hit her up. Probably was horny, my nigga." And after a few minutes, I asked her if the kiss was bad. And she said it was actually really good. Then she told me she'd been having fantasies about me. Then she told me that she wanted me to fuck her in my office. I'm in grad school, and I'm employed by the school, so getting caught in there wouldn't be a good look at all. My office is also not in a secluded area. So with that in mind, I told her we could fuck anywhere else from my office, but she said it has to be in my office. She's into some freaky shit. I know I probably shouldn't do this, and I'm really not entertaining the idea, but it would be cool to do some porn star shit and get it into my office. If you were in my situation, what would you do? Glad you came to us. We're the right guys you need to talk to. I'm gonna let Saul Wright go first because, you know,
my answer's short, nigga. Jack Swagless, hell no. Nah. Don't ever risk your money for pussy. Hell no. No.
He said she was thick and fine.
How many of them are there? We just discussed a nigga that was faking it football players and getting all his ass. No. Okay. Grad school, your job, and your school shit? No. Hell no.
Oh. What's the... Okay. He gets caught fucking in there. What are they gonna do? I mean...
Fire him?
Fire her. She's definitely gone.
Fire him?
He's not gonna get fired, man. They don't fire people fucking at universities, man.
Then why the fuck would they fire her?
I don't know. What does she do? She's a contractor or something, man.
Nigga, you the one said it. You just said they gonna fire her.
Oh, I thought she was a contractor. She's not a contractor. Let's see.
Look,
works at the job. Yeah.
There's no research needed. If you're fucking at work.
She probably worked for the temp agency or something.
If you're fucking at work and your job is not in the porn industry, you're fired.
Yeah. But still, I will find a way to fuck her. I just say, hey, look, listen, young soldier. I know you listen to the show. You listen all the time. This is the time where you need to work on your two-minute drill. Be honest. You got to have your two-minute offense intact. You can't go in there trying to finesse the pussy. Your job is to seek and destroy. Get in, get out as quick as possible. I don't understand. If she want to fuck you, why I got to be in the office? I'll be like, yo, like something sound like a setup to me, but... I find out it was a setup after I was fucking her. You know what I'm saying? So,
nah, bro. There's no way in hell. But no. The answer's no.
Wait, look, I'm going to request some pictures. So when you see this, send me some pictures of what she looked like. And then I could basically give you my answer after I see what she looks like. So DM me a picture. I want to see what she looked like. Then I can, you know, let you know if it's really, really worth it. But right now, how I feel today, 3:30:17 at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm saying go all in, but be covert about it. You know, like, if you got a door to your office, you can fuck. If your office ain't got no door, nah. But if you got a door, my nigga, you can fuck. I'm pretty sure you done slept in your office before. So, I mean, what's the difference? You done took a 10-minute nap.
Let's just get to the winners and losers. Who's your winners and losers, nigga?
Oh, man. Well, one of my winners was Maserati Rick. Another one of my winners was John Wall. And my loser this week is KG for proving the South Carolina education system is still shitty as fuck. He was on his little show, the Coop, or whatever you call his little area on his show. He couldn't say the word equivalent. And,
what do you mean he couldn't say
it? He was like, huh?
What do you mean he couldn't say it?
Did you see the video? Him trying to say equivalent.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Go look it up right now. This is another live Saul Wright reaction. You go look that up. I got to wake my daughter up. She got to do her show in a minute. So just go ahead while you're looking that up. Talk to the people. Let me go wake her up before I get cussed out by the queen when she get home.
Kevin Garnett cannot say
equivalent. Just put Kevin Garnett equivalent.
I got it. It's right here. What? Wait, what did he say?
Well, What did it say?
I don't know what the fuck. I literally don't know what he said.
It didn't say equivalent.
But what did he say?
You're like, I was like, what did he say? Like, he said it so fast. Yeah, he did the little mumble when you didn't know the word in the classroom. You tried to go real fast, so you know.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit. Could you hear when I was watching it? Did it play through the speakers?
I don't know. I had to go wake up.
Let me play this for the people who may not have seen it. Of course, there'll be a link, but you know, everybody don't listen to the show then. So let me see if I can find this shit on my phone real quick. Wow. That was really bad. Like, when he said, I was like, wait, what? Equivalent. What did he say, though?
He was reading what was on the board.
Yeah, but what did he fucking say?
He was like,
hear the video, man. Hear the video.
I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL opponents, each NBA player.
I'm like, what the fuck did he say?
Quillets out? He like Quillets?
Kind of like name an NFL Quiller for each NBA player.
Quiller. Yeah, I was like, what is he saying?
Man, you know what? I don't even have a follow-up winner loser for that one. God damn.
Yeah, man. Oh, I steal a winner from you this week, man. Win them, you know, Prince Germ, another honor roll, third 9 weeks. But we was going for straight A's this time. We didn't get it. It was three A's short, but we, you know, had three B's instead. But I told them I was going to give them some money if they got all A's. But nope, pot rolls on again. But yeah, Prince Germ, she got her play tonight. When she had it opened up last night. She already did one show today. She got another show tonight. So yeah, she's busy. And tomorrow and Friday, well, and Saturday and Sunday is the last show.
Daddy's work is never done, man.
I'm only going to one, and that'll be tomorrow night.
So what you wake up for now?
She got a show at 8:30. Kazan calls at 6:30.
You're not taking it?
No, that's Queen Germ business. Like, I deal with football. This is their thing. You know what I'm saying? This is mommy daughter thing.
I was thinking about this the other day. So I actively remember telling my folks I really didn't want them coming to my football games.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now, as a grown-ass man, I miss them being at those games.
Yeah, man. That's why I was like, why would you tell them that? Would you get nervous? Like my son do certain things. When my wife sings, she tell me to leave from out the thing because she don't like me being in there when she sings. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I'm, you know, a hater or a critic or whatever they call me these days. So, you know.
Well, my dad traumatized me with Little League baseball. So he was the coach dad, and my pops wore the uniform. He was one of those coaches that wore the full uniform.
Okay.
When I say full uniform, I'm clapping for a reason. The hat, the jersey, the baseball pants, the baseball socks.
He looked like the manager. He was out there.
He was straight up like the manager, bro.
He looked like fucking Don Zimmer in Alabama.
Yes. And he wore his pants all the way up. He wore his pants all the way up to his goddamn titties, nigga.
Yes, coach. That's what I'm talking about.
Coach dad, and he was active. So
he had the shorts that were made just like the coach shorts, too. Did he have some of them?
He wore the pants.
I'm talking about, but did he have, like, just for, you know, other days, he had little shorts?
Nah, he didn't have the shorts. He wore the goddamn baseball pants. He didn't have the shorts.
Damn.
And he was the first base coach. So what would happen is, you know, you get a walk, you get the first base. His thing was to have a steal.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew when you got up to the goddamn first base, you're like, oh shit, pop a right over there. Let's see what's going to happen. You get to base, go. You better be fucking running, nigga. You stealing second base on a walk. So my pops was there for that. So when I got to the football, I was like, yeah, I'm not really, y'all good. Like, it was my thing. I was like, let me just do this shit. But now, because I only played one fucking full year of football in high school, I'm like, damn, I would have wished my folks was there. You don't think you're going to look back and miss that shit, not being involved with your daughter's shit?
I mean, I'm going to the show tonight. I mean, tomorrow, but I'm not going to every practice and seeing every fucking show. I'm like, why? I mean, she not... Look, first of all, she not like the star in the motherfucker. She just damn... I mean, call her extra.
Do you think it'd be different if she was a star? Like, would you be more
involved? Yeah, if she was different, this was if she was playing Akilah, then I'd be like, oh, okay. I might go to two shows, but nah, I mean... Yeah.
Do you think it's different for your son too? Like, if he plays high school football, are you gonna be in the stands and all that shit?
Yeah, I used to go to every practice and every game. But see, now that since he's been in middle school, his games and my games on the same night. So I only get to see like maybe two of his games a year, maybe two. But that season start before ours. But doing like, you know, my season, his season, like I see his first two games, he come to my last two games, so it'd be like that.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You want to give our shout out so we can get up out of here?
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Usual suspects, man. Shout out to the nation, man. Oh, shout out to staff, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Be Easy, man. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Rule of Myself, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Rebirth of Slick, a.k.a. Rick James, bitch. Hold on, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, shout out to Queen Germ. She just calling in. You gonna say something real quick?
Hey, people. I hope you're having a wonderful evening, but I need to speak to you off the mic.
Okay, well, give me 2 seconds, and we wrapping up the show now.
All right. To the million.
Yeah.
And million.
Oh, shit, look at that. Queen Germ, she's got it for my job, son.
Yeah.
Did we say everybody, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash?
RT3, man, MJ Money 9S, Gerard, Pepe J from B-More, and DJ Samero just blowing up, man. The motherfuckers on Sports Center everywhere, man. They had Run the Jewels on their show the other night. Friend of the show, Killer Mike and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Hey, man, we're proud of them cats, man. It's great to see all
the things. Oh, yeah. Ain't forget about Lil Brunner. Always remember Lil Brunner.
Lil Brunner.
All
right.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. Shout out to Lil Brunner.
All right. So, this has been another episode of the Frocast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting here with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all on the next episode of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.